my pictures.
This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with my pictures. My pictures are the pictures that I keep in my file. I keep in my photo album. I keep in my computer. I use these pictures to describe my life. I use these pictures to tell about what has happened in the past and what has taken place in my life. My pictures are a great plethora of imagination and experiences of all the various activities that I have attended or been in, of all the seminars that I've given, of the dinner parties we've held here on campus, and the visitors who have been here, and our dog, and all these wonderful things. Now, my pictures are very wonderful, but I have to be very selective about them. It's so easy in this digital age to keep all pictures. And we keep these pictures because we think, well, that we have room for it, it doesn't really matter. But as time goes on, that pile of pictures piles up and piles up and piles up. And there are special software programs available to help us keep those pictures in order on our file, on our CD, on our discs, however we keep it. And this special software program helps to establish them as parties or as outings or as this and as that. All of these things serve a good purpose, are charming to look at, but all these things take us away from the present moment. They make us live in the past. They bring up all of the memories and all of the activities that we have done in our life. And these are noble things and wonderful things, to be sure. These are things that we have learned to delight in, that we've learned to respect and honor and say, what a good boy am I, you know. But it can very readily be a lesson to us. It's a lesson to us to show us where we place our values. Where do we place our values? What things are really important to us? What attitudes of life are really important to us? Are the attitudes of life important to us which say that we are limited, which say that we are unhappy, which say that we are filled with a lack of all that's good and beautiful? Is that what we are thinking about in our life? Is that what we are thinking about in our world? When we look at these pictures, they're all pictures of yesterday. They're all pictures of the past. They're all pictures, as wonderful and beautiful as they are, they're pictures that do not reflect the now. I wrote a letter recently, and in the letter I spoke about how Rex had slipped out when he chased after a rabbit, and it was the black of night. And usually I keep a pretty good hold on Rex so that he doesn't go off wandering in the night where I cannot see him. Well, he went wandering, and I described the event as I was walking around looking for him, and as others of the monastery came out and joined the search, and two people went right to him. They knew right where he was. They sensed him. But I felt that he perhaps was somewhere else. Finally, we located him, and I wrote all about this. And as I wrote about it in such interesting phrases and terms that the people who read it said, I felt like I was right there with you. I felt like I was right there in the bushes looking for that rabbit that Rex was looking for. And I saw all the choya cactus wrapping themselves up around the branches of the bushes as you tried to brush through the bushes and got stuck by the prickers of the cactus, which I didn't get stuck by. And they saw all that. They saw all that imagination as I was reporting it in words. Now, were those words descriptive of a past event? Or were those words descriptive of a present event? Those words were very descriptive of a present event. Each person who read the words was living the activity that was there now. They were not living it in the past, but they were living it in the present. Well, Herb, you mean to say then that all the books and all the stories and all the things that we read telling about adventures of the past, the history of life and so forth, are all beneficial to us and help us in our thinking? No. I'm talking about pictures right now. I'm saying that words make wonderful pictures too. And the word pictures we have describe an event. But you are looking at that event in the now. You are looking at that event in the now. Whereas a photograph itself describes an event in the then. And it may bring back a memory, but first it brings back the thought that this happened then. As you're reading the story of Rex in the bushes, you're not thinking of the then, you're not thinking of another time, you're thinking of him right now. This is the type of pictures that we want in my pictures, in my computer, in my photograph album, or in anything that we have. Pictures that describe the now to us. They describe what we're doing now, who we are now. Well, who in the world can ever create such pictures that talk about the now and describe what's going on in the now? That's an impossibility, isn't it? No. It's not an impossibility. It's what we do all of the time. When we remember a pain, which we seldom remember, we remember it in the now, and we feel it in the now. Scientists tell us that they have checked people's brain waves, and as the people saw a person running out the door and slamming the door and shouting, when they told the person to close their eyes and see that scene once again, the person got the same brain waves exactly as they mentally saw the event, just like they did when they physically saw the event. So you see, as we have these thoughts in our mind, we are mentally living in the now. We have the capacity to do all these things in the now. So with these pictures that we are placing in our mind in the now, these are living, vital, dynamic pictures of our real experience right now. They're what we would do if we closed our eyes and saw that. It's what we do when we open our eyes and see it. But when we look at a photograph, I like Harry Potter. Harry Potter is quite fascinating. In Harry Potter, they had a newspaper. And in that newspaper, you looked at the newspaper, and the people in the pictures in the newspaper could respond to you as an individual and say hi and talk to you and act just as though they were right there with you. Now, what an imaginative concept. But what a very real concept of what photos or pictures truly are and should be. If we can consider pictures of this nature for ourselves, well, we're working on the right level, I think. Pictures in my pictures should be like the Harry Potter pictures, alive, now, fantastic, conjuring in our brain the activity of what is really going on. Think about pictures in your photo album. Think about pictures on your computer. What value really are they? When are you going to ever look at all of them, if any of them? Are you selective? Can you mentally think of yourself having the skill that the newspaper that had the photographs talking to people right then and there through the newspaper that was sitting right in front of them? I think that's just a fabulous idea. And if any idea exists at all, it has the possibility of existing. If any idea is in our imagination, it has the possibility of being in our experience. And I say, let's go for it. Those are my kind of pictures. What kind of pictures do you want? It's all matter of individual taste. And you know the kind of pictures I want. Pictures of the now. Pictures of all the goodness that life is. Because that's all that matters. Have a wonderful day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.